Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know, around here, we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to school to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. In 2013, the city of Detroit declared bankruptcy. Financial problems crippled city infrastructure like public transportation and schools. And people who live there, who didn't or couldn't leave, had to make the best of it. Cassie Bracken is senior video journalist for the New York Times. She followed five students from a local high school in Detroit called Denby High School. She talked to them about their dreams for their futures and went back a year and a half later to find out how they're doing. Her video series is now online at the New York Times and on our website, marketplace.org. Cassie, great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Describe, if you will, where Denby is located. What does Denby look like?
So it's funny. I took a drive with the principal to see how the city changes from where she wakes up every morning, which is downtown, which, you know, is being reinvigorated. And as she says, pop-up shops and these, you know, gourmet coffee stands. And about 15 minutes away, you go northeast of downtown and you will be where Denby High School is. And the visuals are quite different. When you look around the perimeter of the school, you don't see functioning homes. I mean, you see literally across the street was, a bombed out old apartment complex.
And once you were inside the school, once you'd picked Denby, how did you decide which students to follow?
Really just sitting in on classes and hearing some of the feedback from the students. One person that stuck out to me was Demetrius Smith, and we initially wanted to follow him because he was new to Detroit, and we thought he would, you know, provide sort of an interesting set of eyes.
I'm new to the state, so it's like, this is my first year here. So it's like, I like the school because it helped me get into college. The school has helped me out a lot. I love the school, so.
So we started following him in the fall. We became aware of a very tragic backstory. And in December, he stopped going to school. And we come to find out later that he was incarcerated. He was on probation in Ohio and had come to Detroit, at literally, as he put it, to get a high school diploma and hopefully attend college. Mm. So just his story, the idea of coming to Detroit for opportunity seemed so ironic given, you know, the way Detroit is portrayed and also sort of what we thought we would find from the students.
I wanted to ask you about Hakeem, who's one of your more traditional success stories. He gets a scholarship to Michigan State. He says he wants to come back to Detroit.
My uncles told me, don't come back. Ain't nothing here. But I want to go back to the city. That's my dream. That's what I'm going to do. There are a lot of people that's trying to make a change in the city. So why can't I?
I wonder how common that is, of wanting to make Detroit better, come back to the city.
It was definitely a common thing that I heard among the students, the idea of at some point coming, you know, if they were going to leave to go to college or, you know, in Tamandre's case, go to Job Corps to come back and improve the surrounding neighborhood that they live in.
And do you think you'll go back, follow these kids in the future?
I'd love to. I really would. They provided a lot of surprises for us. And, you know, again, I think I was intrigued by, you know, what happens to optimism and what happens to sense of possibility in a city that has, to some extent, declared itself a failure. And so to see the continued optimism with these students, despite their surroundings, was fascinating. And I'd love to check in and hope the best for all of them.
Cassie Bracken is senior video journalist for the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.